We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. As we continue our conversation, we're talking today with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce members. We've got the Director of Economic Development, Trent Armbrust, Director of Membership, Sharla Meisenheimer, and Region Reimagined Program Director, Christy Rodriguez, joining us here on the show here today. And we were talking during the break about some other things coming up. It is the holiday season here, and I think I'll start first with I want to ask a little bit more about Little Apple Dollars, Sharla. Tell me a little bit about that and why that would make such a good gift idea this time of year.
Right. So Little Apple Dollars is a chamber initiative that allows us to keep our dollars local. So over the 10, 15 years that we've been doing this program, may have actually been longer than that, we've been able to issue over $1 million in Little Apple Dollars. So businesses use them for a variety of reasons. They might come in and use them for Christmas presents for employees. They may use them as employee incentives. And, of course, other individuals come in and use them as Christmas gifts. So we have a lot of parents that think that's a great gift to stocking stuffer for their kids that are here at college. It's that person that you don't know what to get for Christmas, come and get them some Little Apple Dollars. It's actually a live check, and we make that out in any denomination that you would like. A lot of times we would recommend that they be, like if you wanted to give someone $100 worth of Little Apple Dollars, we might recommend that you break that into $5, $20, but we'll do them in any denomination that you would prefer. And then there's a list of chamber members that accept Little Apple Dollars. So there's over 60 businesses locally that accept them. So it's a great way to do that.
I imagine this has probably been a popular program for the businesses.
It is. So, again, you'll see a little sticker on the front door of a business that accepts Little Apple Dollars, and they can be purchased. I'm just coming to 501 points there at the chamber offices. So I'd love to take care of that for you. And it's a great service that we're able to – another benefit of a chamber membership that we're able to provide for our members. So it doesn't cost the members to be a part of the Little Apple dollar recipient. So we love that we're able to showcase, again, our chamber members. And as you know, you can go on our website, manhattan.org, and there's under Little Apple Dollars. You'll find the listing of all of our retailers that take that.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. That's a great feature here that the chamber offers here, and I don't too many businesses to list off here. Just check out the website for that for more information on that. I know we also talked earlier here in one of the breaks about some Tuesday events that you have.
Yes, we're so excited. So we started Coffee Break Tuesday in the middle of September, and we're winding those down at the middle of December. December the 10th will be our last coffee break. But what we wanted to do is to provide an organic opportunity for members to get together and just network with very little restrictions, if you will. So Coffee Break, way back in the day, in my day, probably not in Trent's day, but in my day, the times we used to take a coffee break at 10 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon. So our coffee breaks start at 9:30 and they run until 10:30. Every week they're at a different chamber member is the host. So again, no registration. We just come and bring your coffee cup and a name tag and you can have some opportunities to win some great prizes. We're excited that we are the host on Tuesday, the 19th, right there at the chamber offices. Again, 501 points. We'd love to have you come over for some coffee and some conversations.
Okay, very good. Next topic here.
Yeah. So I think the other thing that we've talked about the holidays a lot and we've talked about some different opportunities for networking and some things that we do for education. One of the things that our Women in Business program will be having on November the 27th, I will tell you that is very, very close to being full, is a luncheon. We're holding it at AIB and the topic is human trafficking. So we are, I hate to use the word excited around that topic, but we are honored to be able to get the information and to be able to address that topic a little bit and see what's going on in our communities and how we can be proactive with that. And then as we talk about the holidays, a great way to wrap up the holidays with our young professionals group. So our young professionals are doing a New Year's Eve party again on December the 31st. It's at the Bluemont. So you'll actually be able to see the Little Apple drop from the Bluemont inside where it's nice and warm. So tickets are on sale for that now and you can call the chamber to get registered or you can actually do that online as well. We have a very, very active young professionals group and kind of again goes right back to what Trent was talking about with our economic ecosystem and how that all comes together and how we keep good people here. And I think as Christy and yourself have learned, when you come to a new community, you want to be able to meet some people and be able to interact. And I think our YP group does a terrific job of bridging some of that gap.
Absolutely, yeah. Youth retention, too, is another
right
deal here, and that's kind of how the Young Professionals Organization works, I imagine.
Yeah, so we don't card, just in case you want to know, but we obviously are looking at ages from 22 to 40 is what our group is made up of, but it's awesome, and they are so active, and they are very involved in their community. They're very passionate about their community, and again, it's a great another value to our chamber and to our community to be able to be a part of that and to house that.
All right. Trent, do you have some more topics here that you want to hit on real quick?
Yeah, as we wrap this up, just kind of bring back in Christy and everything that Charlotte just talked about. Amazon announced their headquarters announcement this week, and the decision was based on talent, 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 and talent. And that's a lot of what we all work on. And Charlotte just mentioned the YP program. You know, that's about how we have those young professionals, how we incorporate them in the community. We've talked about entrepreneurism and how we get those incorporated in the community. A lot of what Region Reimagine is working on is talent. And that is the key to our future in this community, in this region, is the talent that we can keep, attract, and then also grow. And so that is a focus as we move forward at all levels is talent. And again, that Amazon decision was, you know, everyone focused on the incentives. It was all about talent, and that's why they had to split it up, because they couldn't find enough talent in any one location. And that's really the focus for us going forward as a community and as a region and really as a state. We've had net out migration. That is something that we have to reverse in Kansas. And the only way we're going to grow this economy is through that is a great talent base.
All right. Dave, do you have something there?
No, I'm just watching.
Oh, okay.
You guys are great. I told you I wasn't going to try to talk any, and, you know, everybody's looking at me like, Dave, you got anything to say? No.
Well, and, you know, Charlotte, there's some other activities coming up, and we talk about business growth in Manhattan, and we have a groundbreaking that's going to be on November 28th. And it's for Varney Associates, the accounting firm.
Okay.
And they're building a new facility along Points Avenue.
Really?
And again, that's that. We go back to that locally owned business that continues to grow and invest in this community. And again, those are those anchor institutions that oftentimes don't get the notoriety, but we really are the base and foundation of this community. And so we want to celebrate those groundbreakings. I know we did Wainwright Eye Care last year. And if you drive by their new facility on Vanesta, it's almost finished. And we're excited about that ribbon cutting coming up. And again, that's another locally owned business investing in a great new facility and expanding their business. So those are
when we cut the ribbon for Sunset Cottage.
Yeah, and Sunset Cottage, I mean, there's just so many ribbon cuttings. We're so fortunate. So many people look at our community and are like, wow, you guys have so many ribbon cuttings. And that's just a reflection of how great this community is and how great the investment is in this community. And most of those are locally owned.
Absolutely.
And so we need to continue to celebrate those and, again, support those locally owned businesses as we head into the holiday season.
All right, very good. Yeah, and again, let's just remind people again of the next weekend, if they are staying here in Manhattan or maybe they have family coming in, the Friday and Saturday events.
Right, Festival of Trees, and the lighting will happen at 7 o'clock on Friday, November the 23rd. On the 24th, it's Shop Small Saturday. So, again, hashtag Shop Small MHK. We hope to see everybody out. Tag us with your pictures. Manhattan Chamber, we'd love to put you out there on social media and share our good news and see what's happening out there. So.
All right. And again, Christy, thanks for coming out here. We'll get you back on here at some point as time goes along and talk more about Region Reimagined. Sounds like a very, very exciting venture here, though, for the area.
Yeah, I would look forward to it. There are a lot of really exciting things happening, and there's going to be a lot more to come. So just stay tuned, and we'll get that website up and running to get that information out.
All right. I don't have anything else, guys. Anything else before we go?
Don't forget to make your Young Professionals New Year's Eve reservations. They'll be filling up quickly. So,
okay. Again, thanks to Christy Rodriguez, Trent Armbrust, and Charlotte Meisenheimer here, our guests here from the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. We wrap up here today, and see you guys next time here on the program.
Thanks for having us.
Again, that is In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Dave.
All right, Brandon, thank you much. And the Chamber folks, always a regular visit. They come in on the third Thursday of every month, so terrific to have them in and bring us up to date on the business climate here in and around the area. Program lineup for the day includes Clark Howard coming up next, Rush Limbaugh from 11 to 2, The Dan Patrick Show, then The Game this afternoon. Tonight, The Mel Snyder Show, live at 7 o'clock from the Vanier Football Complex. So make sure you join us for that tonight. And just a couple of updates. You know, we got a lot of sports coming up here over the next few days with Manhattan High football tomorrow night in the state playoffs and the semifinals. And we'll have coverage of that beginning at 6:30 tomorrow here on News Radio KMAN. Riley County, we'll have them on sister station B104.7. Don't forget about your Jingle Bell Rock hunting tag. Pick it up today at Shortstop on Tuttle Creek Boulevard.
When it comes to shopping, there's no place like home. That's why your local Carpet One of Manhattan encourages you to keep your business in the community. KMAN, Manhattan.
Yes News on the Hour, sponsored by TheraWorks Relief.
I'm Steve Kaffin. It's a rough drive in many parts of the east thanks to a sweeping storm dumping rain, ice, and snow. It's blamed for at least five deaths on icy roads in the south, and this driver in snowy Philadelphia says,
shut the roads down, clear them up, and then start.